Olo o e mafuta male SBS Samoan.
Olo o wala o neinisi ia whaiani suinga po o nifetuna inga reforms i tula fono whainga palota e whaailonga tangatai i tangata yeimana o ngatū mau. O tangatai whaapele o le leile mafaufau e le mawhaiana tuwina o lātou ingo e le lola palota pe palota fo i le palota. O le toa tele o tangata mātutua i Australia, le ama whaiona whaia lātou palota i le whainga palota luasu tasio me, alo iai seisi vae ngā toa tele o le community o le a le ma whaiona wha aleo o lātou langona. I lalo le tū la fono o whainga palota o tangata e wha pele o le lei ma whauwhau se i vaina le wha ponga le tunu, e le ma whaiona tuwina o lātou suafa le nola palota, pe palota foi, ma e ma whai whaiona awe e sea mai se tangata mai le nola palota, pe a iai se e te iai. O le tū la fono e a whiai tangata iei mana o ngā tū mau, le e ma wai le tū samare tasi vae lima o le whaitau au whai o tangata. O le Australian Federation of Disability Organisation na sāu nōra lātou whaulununga Ross Joyce, o tangata iei mana o ngā tū mau e te tau na awai wha Tim Kalasi.
Voting is an important piece for people with disability who make up a large proportion of the population, and those that are 18 plus deserve the right to be able to cast their vote and also receive materials in an accessible format.
O Samantha O'Connor, o le President o le People with Disability Australia, e nā te whaungaina fwe le wheelchair, ma se mā tua i tamaiti e to ono, he au fia ima i nā tua i mana o ngā tū mau. Whai mai kona, wa te tau o nā tua ilo ilo le whaupunga Unsound Mind, pe ua lele lele māfu fau.
We have the right to express who is going to be in charge of our country, especially at crucial times like now, when we need to make sure that we have a working NDIS and that people with disability get the supports that they need. There's a provision which is just an archaic provision which says of unsound mind. And if you unpack that, it really means anybody with a diagnosis of a mental health condition. It's not in line with Australia's human rights law.
Mai le vāo le rua afe ma le vālu ma le rua afe se furu rua, e sidia ma le rua se furu vālu afe tangata wa ave sea mai le lola pālota o lātou suafa o nai fua i lunga o le wha upunga lea o lelelei le māfo fau. I le rua afe se furu fā na fautua i nai e le Australian Law Reform Commission le ave sea o lea wha upunga o nai manatu e tuwa lalo ai le tangata wha masino ma le mānei a fo i le tūlanga. Taru mai na taimi i nea, e le i ai ni fetu na inga wha le tūra fono na toe whaia i Australia. O se kulupo wha la paputonga e to a ono sa fururima mai na atoa i eile to mai i le mata upule nei, o la tu sai nia se tusi ma ave i le pāre mio Scott Morrison, ma le taitai o le tua ngai Anthony Albanese, ma wala a wai o te tau una whaia loa nisi fesuia inga. O le isi wha la paputonga le Australian Lawyers for Human Rights, o lona sui presidene ma le wha rurungo a ia te tau a Natalie Wade, na ia ta ua e le o manino le leide mafua anga ua le whaia isenga yo inga le malo i le whaia loa ni suinga i le mata upu.
It absolutely shows that the government is not taking the rights of persons with disabilities seriously in informing who forms government in this country and ensuring that everyone has the right to vote in Australia.
E whaamatala e Wade, lona tangata o se tina e yeimana o ngā tūmau, e mita mita i lona tūlanga, ma e whao ngā fo i lona wheelchair.
Both of which are key public policy initiatives that seek to protect and promote the human rights of people with disabilities throughout Australia. So it's alarming, to say the least, where a person with a disability is unable to decide who it is that will be determining those key public policy initiatives in Australia.
Whai mai kona o I e whaamalo si ai I si manatu e whaapea o tangata iei mana o ngatū mau e le aiso lātou sao le community.
We want to be able to pay taxes, get jobs, vote and contribute in the same way. You know, we want to be people who are not just seen as takers and who are not just seen as leaners and who are seen as lifters and who are able to equally participate. And that means that we have the right and the responsibility to be able to choose our leadership in the same way that other Australians do.
Whai mai choice o le komisi o whainga pālota o se tādia wola tō whaia ni swinga e whaao fia tuai mara whainga o pālota.
We obviously have been working strongly with the AEC over a number of years, and quite a number of the AFDO member organisations have been working strongly with the AEC to ensure that we improve the accessibility and ensure that we make more accessible information about their voting rights and about how to cast valid votes and participate in the democratic process.
Nei e tāua le AEC la tau te tuina nisi o fesosoani ma langolango mo tangata iei mana o tumau, me mawhaino la tau sa iri me fesosoani ei, e wharerei a tiri le fuafuanga i a whaia le palota.
It's difficult to sort of say that there is a one-size-fits-all or there's a specific accommodation that could be made that would ensure that every person with a disability would be allowed to vote. But particularly we would like to see changes to attitudes around the capacity for people to vote, that is for people to be seen, to be inherently able to vote before their voting rights are removed on the basis of a medical condition or a diagnosis. We would also like to see the Electoral Commission take a key leadership role in ensuring that the vote of people with disabilities is championed throughout the voting process. So really to see the Electoral Commissioner support and also encourage voters with disabilities to get out there and vote.
Le lipoti na tu fatasia Ariana Lucente ma Philippa Carisbrook mo le SBS News ma fa'ali niwina mo lo si la fia I lea mata upu. Like, share, ma fa'ali sau finangalo, muli muli I le SBS Samoan I le Facebook.